This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Congress goes into recess for the rest of the year on Friday, which means it is up against a tight deadline to pass a bill that would provide about $15 billion in aid to Ukraine and another $14 billion to Israel, something the Biden administration has been asking for. In exchange, Republicans want changes to the immigration system, which hasn't been significantly updated in decades. This raises the question, how well is that system operating right now, particularly for those immigrants who want to work in the U.S.? That is what we wanted to ask Julia Gillette about. She's Associate Director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute. Hi, Julia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to immigrate to the U.S. in order to work, how easy or how hard is that right now?
You know, there are pathways for some workers. Like there is the H-1B visa, there is the visa for farm workers. But for many types of jobs, there isn't any employment-based immigration pathway at all. So for lower-skilled workers who are working in year-round jobs, like in construction, maybe solar panel installation, for example, in hotels that aren't open just on a seasonal basis but are open year-round, there is no employment-based pathway to the United States for an employer to sponsor a worker for that job. For many of the healthcare jobs where we really need workers, for nursing assistants and home healthcare aides and personal care aides, there's no way for an employer to sponsor an immigrant worker for that job. We essentially have, you know, year-round pathways through our green card system for highly skilled workers. And we have temporary visas for seasonal jobs in agriculture and in non-agriculture. But there is no pathway for lower and middle skilled year-round jobs. And that leaves out many of the industries and occupations where there are shortages, where there are really tight labor markets, and immigrants could be really beneficial.
And then for the category of workers, the high-skilled workers that get what we call H-1B visas, are there enough slots?
There are more employers that would like to bring foreign workers than there are slots available. And there are certainly more people who would like to come and work in the United States than there are slots available. Arguably, we would benefit from having more legal-based immigration, both to sustain and grow our labor force as our population ages, and to encourage people to come through legal pathways, to come and work just like they want to do, but with an employer sponsor through our legal system, rather than coming to the border, asking for protection, or sneaking across the border and coming and working and earning those higher wages under the table or off the books.
What is the burden on an employer who wants to hire an immigrant?
It depends a little bit on the specific pathway, but generally there's a multi-step process that employers have to go through. In some cases, they have to prove to the Department of Labor that they've tried and failed to find a U.S. worker for the job. Then they have to apply to the government to sponsor a worker. Then the immigrant themselves has to go through an application process. In pathways that have annual numerical limits, which is many of the pathways, like the H-1B visa, like employment-based green cards, some people hit up against those caps, and then either there's a lottery or people wait in a line. Right now, there are about 1.6 million people waiting in line for an employment-based green card. Most of those people are from India, and Indian nationals, in fact, face a wait for an employment-based green card that is now longer than the human lifespan. We have different parts of our immigration system that don't line up. So the H-1B visa is numerically limited, but it has a fairly large number of people that can come each year when you consider capped categories and then uncapped categories and people renewing their visas over time. So there are hundreds of thousands of people on an H-1B visa. But then in terms of employment-based green cards for a permanent pathway, there are only 140,000 of those available each year. And within that, only 7% can go to any one country. So there's a pretty limited number available. There are a lot of Indian and Chinese folks working on H-1B visas. Their employers would like them to stay permanently. They would like to stay permanently, but they face this impossibly long wait to actually get their green card for permanent residence.
Basically, it's not easy to get the visa to work here. It's much harder to get the green card to continue to work here. Which raises the question about the H-1B visa. It's really hard to switch employers when you are on that visa, which means it's also hard to have any leverage to ask for a raise or to go to a job that pays better. It seems like the system is set up to keep immigrants in those visas from earning more, even as people fear immigration depresses wages, which it generally does not, according to research. Is that by design?
I don't think that that's really by design. The reason that it's difficult to change employers on some of these temporary visas is that there is this idea that immigrants compete with U.S. workers. And so there's a lot of paperwork to be sponsored for a temporary visa. Again, the employer has to show that they looked for a U.S. worker and they weren't able to find one and they truly have a need for a foreign worker. But paradoxically, that process of testing the labor market and making sure that the foreign worker is really needed makes it harder for foreign-born workers to move around the U.S. labor force and to improve their wages and working conditions where they can.
TSMC, it's a Taiwanese semiconductor maker. They agreed to build a factory in the U.S. this summer. And then the company said it was struggling to find workers who know how to install semiconductor equipment here in the U.S., so they have to delay the project. Farmers say they have trouble getting seasonal workers. Is there any mechanism by which the slots for workers adjust to the need for workers, like whether we're in a recession or whether the economy is growing?
In our current system, no. We are stuck with an inflexible system where we rely on Congress to change the caps and categories for immigration. We would argue, and many would argue, that we need a system that is flexible. We can't be waiting 30 plus years for Congress to find the will to update our laws. We really should have a system where it is flexible and where it can expand and contract depending on labor demand.
Julia Gillott is Associate Director of the U.S. Immigration Policy Program at the Migration Policy Institute. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you.